This is part of the true vine passage. It's the we draw our life from God. He is the vine, we are the branches. And then it has this beautiful exhortation about becoming my friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. It sounds like a funny instruction, like you are my friends if only you do what I command you. But what is it that God commands us, the way to remain in his love and his friendship? Well, there are several things, and one of them is to love each other, to love one another. You remain in the friendship and presence, and you will draw life from the vine if you were to extend the same love to others as you did to Jesus. Now, I heard this funny story in Canberra, in St. Bendix Narrabundah. Myself and this other young adult from Disciples of Jesus, we invited a comedian from England to give a speech at our church. And he's English, and he gives all sorts of events. And then we invited other churches around in Canberra, and we had, I don't know, all sorts of different denominations come, because this guy happened to be coming to Australia. He said, so he accepted our invitation, and he did a stand-up routine in our church with his wife, who's absolutely hilarious. And they speak about ecumenism, because they had all these Christians from different places. And then he said this story where he met this Muslim lady, and she had spent so long in a particular place, just going around the streets and just caring for the most underprivileged. And often she'd be caring for women in horrible situations, the prostitutes or on the street in some way. And that was her life. And the comedian, he turned serious for this story, obviously. And he said to everyone, he said, when she goes to heaven, she'll recognize Jesus. And I was so struck by this, you know, that, yes, Muslim, not a follower of Jesus, sure. But in doing these acts of mercy and charity to the poor, that as you did to the least of these, you did it to me, you know, the Bible says. And so it's this wonderful image that when we extend this love to each other, we actually encounter Christ. And it's important to remember that. And it's hard. It's a hard lesson at times, because sometimes we don't feel like doing that. Recently, I had that experience. Someone invited me to join in with a charity thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I had all this work today. I don't want to. And then I just said yes. And after, I felt refreshed. I felt spiritually like, wow, I feel really good inside, even though outside's tired. You know, physical tiredness, but spiritual consolation. So it's one way we're invited today, as we remember the Apostle St. Matthias, pray for us so we can love each other and encounter Christ in the little ones. Amen.